Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. We have been tracking road conditions for you this morning, and you're probably wondering what the roads may look like by this afternoon or even tomorrow morning. Joining me now, Bob Becker, District Maintenance Engineer with the Missouri Department of Transportation. Bob, thanks for taking a few moments with us this morning.
Thank you. No problem.
First off, how much is the extreme cold hampering your efforts to clear the roads?
It is making things difficult. I mean, with all the snow we've had, we haven't put a lot of treatment down because we've mainly been pushing and trying to get it off the roadway. But because of the cold weather, our material, all salt, does work slower, so it does take longer to get it done.
What are some of the worst areas that you're finding this morning?
I mean, overall, we're in fair shape. I mean, people heeded the warnings and stayed home yesterday quite a bit, and even this morning. But the problems we're having is more on ramps and intersections and outer roads, things like that. Our guys have done a great job on the main lines, trying to get them peeled down some and the snow pushed back. But those ramps and intersections like that, they don't get as much attention on a regular basis. So the snow is deeper. So when people are trying to get off the road, they'll get stuck in some of those locations and we'll have problems then.
What would you tell motorists as we get through the midday and even this afternoon?
To be cautious and careful. It's going to take us a long time to get this cleaned up. There's a lot of snow out there. There's a lot of hard packed snow out there. So it's going to take some time for the chemicals to work and us to get those roads cleaned off. It's going to take several days. It's not like a typical storm with the cold weather behind this storm and the wind blowing. It's going to cause us some problems. So it's going to take some time. You need to be careful out there.
Would you advise people even this afternoon just to, if they don't have to get out, to stay off the roads?
Yes, I would, because like I said, it's gonna be tempting, but there's still going to be a lot of snow that's going to have to be dealt with, not just with us and the counties and the cities. Everybody's going to have that same situation. And to give them plenty of room, give yourself an opportunity not to get stuck or to get hurt.
Now, I know you mentioned it's going to take several days. You know, what would you anticipate for tomorrow morning? I know that's a long way away, but give us maybe your thoughts on that.
Our biggest concern is, like I said, getting everything pushed back everywhere, which is going to take some time. And there's going to be a lot of that hard pack out there on the roadway still. And those tricky locations, as always, in any kind of a snowstorm, ramps, intersections that don't get the amount of attention the mainline road does. So there's going to be spots and, we'll get some refreeze. Even if we do put chemical down when it gets that cold and if it melts some, dilutes our chemical, there will be slick spots out there. So it will be sporadic out there.
Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning.
All righty. Thank you.
That is Bob Becker, District Maintenance Engineer for MoDOT, joining us this morning on KMOX.